containing the Ebola virus. There's an international scramble to do it. An update from the U.S. leads off this Tuesday's show. As of last night, Thomas Eric Duncan, the first person diagnosed in the U.S. with Ebola, was at a Texas hospital in critical condition. The state's governor, Rick Perry, wants the federal government to enhance its screening of travelers anywhere they might enter the U.S. Governor Perry wants quarantine stations installed, temperatures taken if Ebola exposure is suspected. It's unlikely that would have stopped Thomas Eric Duncan from entering America, though, because his symptoms reportedly didn't start until after he'd arrived. In a survey of American nurses released last week, most said their hospitals were not prepared for Ebola patients. Kyung La found a facility that says it is.
The first line of defense if there is an Ebola outbreak in the United States will be the nation's hospitals. So, do they have a plan? At this one, they do. The patient will most likely come into the emergency room. And what this hospital, the Los Angeles County USC Hospital here in Los Angeles, what they've put into place is essentially an action plan. The patient walks into the emergency room. You always check in. One of the first things they ask if it looks like the patient has a fever, is sweating, is nauseous, maybe even vomiting, did you travel to West Africa? And there are signs all over this hospital saying that if you've traveled to West Africa in the last 3 weeks, you need to check if you have Ebola. So that kicks their action plan into place. They then transport that person to an isolation room. And it's exactly like what it sounds. You don't have contact with anyone except people who are prepared to deal with a patient who has Ebola. So what does a worker do before walking into the isolation room to deal with a potential Ebola case? They have to cover themselves from head to toe. They wear a mask. They cover their eyes. They wear a gown that is water impermeable so that no fluids can affect that hospital worker. They cover their feet and they cover their hands. And before they do any of that, they wash their hands for 15 seconds. Once they're in the isolation room, they have to mark when they enter. They also mark when they leave. That is the case for anyone who walks into that isolation room. They follow CDC guidelines. If the patient is very sick, they double glove, they double gown. They basically isolate everyone who comes in who is a suspected Ebola case. Has it happened yet here in California? No. Do they expect that it might? Possibly. And they say with this case in Dallas, this hospital has to be prepared.